Hello, my name is Kavita Melwani, and I'm a Master Certified Success and Business Coach with 2 decades of experience as an entrepreneur and almost a decade as a coach. I want to personally welcome you to the Soulful Entrepreneurs Club podcast, where my vision is to empower as many spiritually led businesses to run purposeful and profitable businesses aligned with their true selves. I want you to confidently and opulently shine your light without the overwhelm, the stress, or the burnout. Together, we will explore challenges that soulful entrepreneurs face and real implementable solutions so you can step into your unique purpose and shine. It is possible to bridge the success you already have with the truest, soulful, mystical parts of yourself. Are you ready to rise up as the leader you were born to be? Then join me. My soulful friends, the time is now for you to rise up and shine your light. The world needs you. Hello, soulful entrepreneurs. Welcome to this week's episode of the Soulful Entrepreneurs podcast. And I am going to talk about something that I've heard from a lot of clients and that I've experienced myself, and that is burnout, how to recover from burnout, and how it relates sometimes to meaningful work. And so all of you that are soulful entrepreneurs, that part is something that maybe you didn't expect. You did not expect for you to be engaged with meaningful work and still experience burnout. And sometimes that can have a person questioning if they are in the right business, and they start to look at their business overall. Maybe they need to change businesses, or it can have a person question their choices and start to look outward for solutions, and maybe even in start behaviors that will cause more burnout. Okay. So burnout recovery for entrepreneurs, how to recover from burnout. I had a podcast episode about that a few weeks ago, and I will have the link to that episode in the show notes. That podcast was about, as an entrepreneur, how do you know you're burnt out? What are the signs of you feeling burnt out, and what can you do with burnout? Okay. A lot of it had to do with how you spend your time and your perception of the time. And now I want to expand on that, because when we are in a mode where we've realized we've burnt out, we need to give ourselves time to recover from that burnout. Now, it can feel counterintuitive, because I will tell you, when you are feeling burnt out in your business, multiple things are probably happening. First, you may not be attracting new clients in your business. And that's because you energetically, you just can't take any more on. And so you are repelling them, even though you may be taking steps to attract new clients regularly. So you're energetically repelling these clients because you actually don't want new clients, because you can't handle it. Okay, so that may be showing up in your business. And then, so then taking some time to recover feels counterintuitive, because you think, well, but I need to have more clients. I need to attract more clients. I need to have more income, right? So that recovery, and if that's happening, the recovery burnout, giving yourself that time is going to get you ready to serve your clients in the highest way possible. And it will also nourish you. So all those things are really helpful if you are running a soulful business. And then when you're feeling burnt out, the other thing that could be happening in your business is that you just don't know where your time goes every day, and you're kind of frustrated and irritable a lot of your day. So you have some impatience with people, impatience with your loved one, maybe impatience even with some of your clients. You know, that's possible, right? We're all human. And so then you start to feel like this overall like frustration and irritation kind of running through your business and your daily life. Okay. And so that can, that impacts the results of your business. It impacts how you feel every day and impacts how you spend time. You may be even experiencing some health challenges, migraine headaches, lots of other ways that things show up. I know some of my clients will get sick a little bit extra when they're feeling burnt out, because if they don't take a break, their body will find a way to take a break, and it won't be the way that they wanted. So what I'm telling you is, if you need a break, your brain will find a way to take a break. It's your choice to consciously choose that for yourself. And so the recovery part of burnout can still happen when a business is a calling, when a business is a spiritual, soulful business, because you have this deep desire to help people. And some people have a desire to help a lot of people, large amount of people. And they want it today, and they want to serve as many people. And there's this kind of sense of like, I have to do this. And a lot of times when people step into these businesses, there's a sense of time urgency of like that there's not enough time. I should have done this like 10 years ago or whatever. And so there's this urgency that runs through, and that creates that nervous system kind of heightened nervous system even more. And then everything you do is kind of influenced by that energy of like, there's not enough time. So if that's happening, it's time to really assess and think about and feel, how is it that you show up in your business, even as a calling, even when you feel, especially if you feel like it's a calling, how do you show up every day? What are your thoughts about time? What do you feel about how much time you have to serve your clients, the big vision that you have, right? What you really want to create. Does it feel like there's not enough time? Does it feel the urgency? So whatever those thoughts are you have about time, whatever those thoughts are you have about not enough, whatever that is, those are the thoughts that are influencing all your behaviors, and they're leading to the feeling of burnout and sometimes wanting to quit. And so we step outside our business, give yourself time to recover so that you can really check in with yourself and assess what you are feeling, what you are thinking. Okay, and those thoughts and those feelings are influencing the experience of your business and the burnout. That is usually the main part of burnout, because that influences how you behave, and you take on too many tasks, you start to work too much, or the things that you work at, you're working at this frenzied pace. And like this deep attachment to the results happening now, because you feel like you don't have enough time. And so stepping back, giving up yourself time to recover from the burnout, and assessing what are the thoughts? What are my daily thoughts and feelings? Stepping back and noticing that, slowing down. If you don't want to step out completely, give yourself a break. Slowing down during your day and paying attention before a call, if you do client calls or meetings, before a marketing activity. What are the thoughts? What are the feelings? What are your thoughts and feelings before going to bed at night? What are your thoughts and feelings during the day? What are your thoughts and feelings as you start your workday? What are the thoughts and feelings you have in the weekend? Right? How are you approaching your business energetically? And are you taking time to assess those things and make choices consciously? Or are you just adding more things because you're scared there's not enough time? So take a moment now. You don't have to wait till you're done with the podcast. Be honest with yourself. If you have to think about today, depending on what time of day you're listening to this, or think back to the last week, think back to the last month. How have you been feeling and thinking about your business, right? And so slowing down and paying attention, that is part of the burnout recovery process, especially if you are feeling like there's not enough time. And so that first way of grounding, centering, bringing yourself back, stepping outside your business, assessing your business so that you can approach your business from a different way. This is where coaching is so valuable, right? A good coach can help you see what you don't see. What are the things that you're doing on a daily basis? What are the thoughts that you're saying to yourself that you don't recognize as thought errors, right? What are those things on a regular basis? And how can you now create a schedule for yourself, create a plan for yourself that's aligned with your energy and uses your strengths? And most importantly, you're approaching it in a way of abundance, of there's enough. It's trust. It's all going to work out. That energy is going to bring you so much more aligned results, and you're going to not feel that sense of like that burnout, and you're not going to take on so many things. You're not going to say yes to too many things. You're not going to say yes to too many clients. You will get to a point where you say, okay, I have this many clients. How I need to step back and see, is this good? Are there some changes I need to make? Do I need to raise my prices? Do I need to do something where I can scale a little bit, right? Can I hire somebody to help with some of the tasks? So you can only do those things if you're working at a pace in your business that allows you to assess, that allows you to step back, that allows you to observe your thoughts, that allows you to pay attention to how you are showing up in your business. And if you're paying attention to how you're showing up in your business, then you are less likely to experience burnout. Okay. Now, if you are saying, I am burnt out, so I want to know how to recover from that burnout, my approach is a body, mind, and spirit. Give yourself some time off and reconnect with your body. If you've been doing like really intense exercise or not exercising at all, mind-body exercises are a great way to move your body, move the energy, and reconnect with yourself. This could be something like Pilates or yoga or walking, hiking, being in nature. If you're a swimming person, you like to swim, you could swim. But doing those things that feel good, that are not like at this frenzied pace, but really you have to pay attention to your body. That's like reconnecting with yourself. Then the mind. That goes back to what I was sharing earlier. Your mind and your mindset. It's like almost like taking, like I think of like this thing, you're emptying it out. So empty out everything. You know, write it all down. What are the actual truth? What am I actually thinking? What am I actually feeling? And assessing what you want to create, reconnecting with your vision, creating more of that consciousness around how you approach your business. And then for me, what's really important is the spiritual aspect. Respecting all your, if you have a religious background that you want to honor, or you want to do some other spiritual practices, but connecting to the trust that all will work out, that you are exactly where you're meant to be, and you're okay in this moment, to bringing yourself back to the present moment, whatever your spiritual practices are, to help you feel more grounded and aligned. And so in my case, what's helped me in my spiritual practices, I do a lot of journaling, do some praying. I love, you know, pulling oracle cards and reading spiritual books. And I read the Bhagavad Gita and, like, you know, listening to teachers that are, you know, spiritual in nature. And so all those things are my spiritual practices. I do exercise. I take walks as often as I can. I do Pilates. And then also I like to lift weights. So you really have to pay attention to what you're doing when you're lifting weights, right? So that's some of my body stuff. And then I also receive acupuncture and craniosacral therapy to help with my body alignment. And then with my mind and mindset, that's journaling. That's one of my key things, different journaling exercises, listening again to teachers, receiving coaching for myself so I can stay on track. And reading, again, I love reading, listening to audiobooks, listening to podcasts, always learning. I'm always learning. So that's how I engage my mind. And there have been times in my business where I felt burnt out. There was a time when I just started my business. It was like about 3 years in, 3 to 4 years into my business. So maybe not just started, but I had decided, really didn't have many connections locally. So I decided that I was going to grow my business through networking, right? So meeting people, talking about what I do, like, you know, having one-to-ones, if you've ever done networking, it's a great way to learn to talk about your business and you can meet some great other business people. So I did a lot of that, but I overdid it because I felt that time urgency. And I started to feel really tired. I noticed that I didn't want to go to the events. I felt a little resentment towards my business and I was not attracting clients anymore. And it, you know, most people would say, oh, it's because networking stopped working. Networking didn't stop working. It was me. It was me. It was all me. It was me that was burnt out and tired and needed to do something else. So I made the really difficult decision to step away from all networking for the summer. It was like I made that decision like, you know, in the spring and said that I was going to do it over the summer. And so that I can really assess what I wanted to do. How did I want to run my business? Where do I want to focus? And yes, my business, less consultations, things slowed down in the summer. But as I started to get back to myself and feel more energized and motivated in my business, started talking, connecting with people that I met through networking, I decided mindfully that I was going to do one event and really meet the people properly, really get to know people. And that's because that's my strength. I'm more of a quality friend type person. When I did that, and I ran my business that way, it was more in alignment and things flowed. So before I was going to like 4 or 5 my networking events, sometimes 2 or 3 week, 4 or 5 different events. So they would meet some weekly, some monthly. Then I went instead to 1 monthly event and another one that met monthly. So I was doing 2 monthly events. And I really went deep into getting to know the people. That works so much better. So the quantity did not work. Now, so for some people, quantity will work, right? So you have to know what that is for you. But that stepping back made a huge difference. So if you are feeling that right now, if you are feeling the sense of frustration, if you're feeling overwhelmed, if you're not sure where to go, if you're feeling burnout, take some time to allow yourself to connect to your body, mind, and spirit. Use some of the suggestions I have. I also have another free gift on my website. I'll put the link in the show notes. It is on how to rise up into your leadership. And in that is, I talk about burnout and the recovery strategy. So I'll have a link to that if you want that free guide. And in the meantime, I'm going to tell you there's enough time. You're exactly where you're meant to be. And so I'm happy that you're doing the work that you're doing in the world. We need you to stay healthy, to stay strong, because your work is much needed. If you're a soulful entrepreneur, your work is much needed in the world. So my name is Kavita, and this is the Soulful Entrepreneurs Club podcast. There'll be a link for the other podcast in the show notes on burnout recovery, also my free guide. And I'm going to have something special that I'm sharing next week. And so I hope that you tune in again. In the meantime, take good care. Bye.